As part of our 50th anniversary celebration, we sat down with some dialogue friends at Sunstone to talk about what dialogue means to them. Okay, we're here at Sunstone with Jesse Embry, the editor of the Journal of Mormon History, who's here representing MHA. And we just wanted to ask you, Jesse, how has dialogue inspired you throughout the years?
When I started my career at BYU, dialogue was the place to get things published. I mean, the Journal of Mormon History only came out once a year, and I had so many articles that dialogue accepted and published that really sort of gave me a chance to give a voice to the information I was gathering in oral histories. I particularly remember an issue that I worked with Ross and Kay Peterson on ethnic groups. They said they didn't do special issues, but they had several of articles in that, and I really felt that dialogue served a purpose for that. It was an interesting mix of both history and literature and other disciplines, so it became more than BYU Studies, which just was BYU Studies, but that looked at a lot of different disciplines. And it's interesting, I've been talking to people who were involved in starting the Mormon History Association, and they sort of said, well, we don't need to publish a journal because there's dialogue.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.